Which of these movies became the first summer blockbuster according to Guinness World Records? Gone with the Wind, Jaws, Jurassic Park, or Titanic? In 1975, Jaws became the first film to earn $100 million at the box office. Before Jaws, Hollywood didn't really consider summer the best season to release movies. It invested more in winter releases. Jaws helped change that, and some of the highest-grossing movies in history have been summer releases. This summer, though, like so many other things this year, is different. Before COVID arrived, there were 6,000 places in North America where you could see a new movie on the big screen. An estimated 1,400 of them have reopened within the past couple weeks. And people's reactions are all over the map, literally. Some folks are chomping at the bit to chomp down on some oil-popped popcorn. Some are avoiding theaters because of concerns about coronavirus. And some are staying home because they prefer watching on their TVs or mobile devices anyway. I just found out that Jurassic Park is playing at a theater near me. But Carl, you might be thinking, Jurassic Park came out in 1993. Right. But showing older summer blockbusters is one way in which theaters are hoping to rekindle Americans' love for the movies.